You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Kelvin Watkins says the situation could change before July 15th deadline. But a source said Sunday afternoon, Cowboys are not close to reaching a multi-year contract with Dak Prescott. He would enter 2020 season on $31.4 million franchise deal if no deal is done by the deadline. It's not a bad deal for him. Who's the highest paid player in the NFL since 2016?
Since 2016, is it Cousins?
The first year of his franchise tag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Cousins went franchise guaranteed money. Yeah. So that's why I figured it was Cousins.
Yeah, it's Cousins. And second is Aaron Rodgers.
And that makes sense.
And you know what? Dak will be the same thing.
That makes a lot of sense.
He'll be 31, 38, and then he'll get 40.
There's nothing wrong. People freak about franchise tags. I need long-term guaranteed money. You just don't get hurt. Most quarterbacks don't. Alex Smith is a little bit of an outlier, what happened to him. But Kirk Cousins showed you this is the way to play it. Mm-hmm. Just keep let the other guys get the contracts and then just keep putting it off so that when you get your contract, it's a monster.
You better play pretty well, though.
Yeah, true.
Because otherwise that big, because he'll make 31 and then 38. And if he plays like crap for 38, then it'll be, oh, well, guess what you get now, Dak? 20. So, you know, it worked out for Cousins because I don't know why. Not why you guarantee $93 million or whatever it was. I have no idea why you do that with Kirk Cousins. But he did win a playoff game, so they got their money's worth. All good. All good. Yeah, so I'm worried that they won't get a deal done with Dak. Would you like – do you think that they will – how far will they go with Dak?
I think they can get. I don't think they can get to an NFC Championship game. I don't think it's all on Dak, though. I mean, that's not. I mean, it's not really fair. I think
it's obviously not all on Dak, but there are a lot of quarterbacks you could just say, "Well, that quarterback will get to."
Here's how I judge it: you traded a first rounder for Amari Cooper. You drafted CeeDee Lamb with the first rounder. You're not having to put first rounders around him. Ezekiel Elliott was a first rounder. Tyron Smith, yeah, that was a while back, but so was Zach Martin.
And so
it
was Frederick.
If you have to have all first rounders around you to succeed, Gallup was a second rounder. If you need all first rounders around you to succeed, then you're not a franchise quarterback. And when I say franchise, I mean an elite, top tier, top five paid quarterback. That's the way I see it. I think great quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers, for example. When's the last time they drafted a first round wide receiver? Never. They don't. They would draft good wide receivers like Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson. You know, they obviously had wide receivers when he stepped in there initially. But they've had good wide receivers around them. They found good wide receivers and sometimes not great wide receivers, but he elevated them. I think really good wide quarterbacks clearly elevate wide receivers around them. Sometimes they get really good wide receivers, but I don't think they have to have great wide. Anytime you have to have, well, Dak needs more, or whoever the quarterback is, he needs more help. He needs more help. He needs more help. When you hear that time and time again until you've got three first rounders at three skill positions, that makes me wonder, well, then why are you paying your quarterback all this money? You just need a game manager. And if he is, and if you say, well, Dak is a game manager, then game managers don't catch. You know, just because Kirk Cousins got a stupid contract doesn't mean you should. Kirk Cousins is a glorified game manager. That's what he is. And that's on Minnesota for giving him a stupid deal. That's why they're stuck. That's why the fans are all pissed off about Kirk Cousins now.
They
that's
love
why
Kirk Cousins.
Minnesota knows they're in trouble.
Pissed off.
Did they win?
The year before. Were they so pissed off with him this year?
Yeah.
I know in last offseason they were upset.
Well,
when he threw that little, was it to Zach Randolph? Not Zach Randolph, but
Zach Rudolph.
Rudolph, when he threw that little fade, everyone's like, Kirk, he proved the haters wrong. And maybe some of the playoff stuff wasn't always fair, But the numbers were the numbers. Well, no. Like, he didn't play great in playoff games. In
playoff games, he didn't beat winning teams.
Yeah, in winning teams. That's what it was. Yeah. Winning playoff games, it was he struggled to beat winning teams. Well, if you're struggling to beat winning teams, you shouldn't be the highest paid player in the highest paid player dating back to 2016. That should not be happening.
Right. He was, what, 5-26 at one point?
It was terrible.
Yeah, but he beat stand for the flag Drew Brees, so we got to love him now. We love Kirk Cousins.
Drew Brees, who gave $5 million to the city.
But he told people he had to stand for flag, so we hate him. Sorry. That dems the rules, John. Dems the rules.
You guys, you English don't care about that, about standing for a flag.
You English.
Not this particular flag. We still think you guys are traitors.
You do?
Yeah. I was thinking about this for whatever reason, it crossed my mind. Like you, if you win the war, you're a revolutionary, but if you lose it, you're a traitor.
Right.
So we, America, in the during the Revolutionary War, just revolutionaries, heroes, because we won. The Confederate traitors.
Civil War.
You lost. Traitors. You can't write history.
Oh, I don't know.
Lose.
I think they're still pretty glorified in this. Well, they were places. Up until a couple weeks ago.
Oh, but I don't know how glorified, but the stuff just stayed up. And
what?
Like,
schools
were
named
it.
After Robert E. Lee. Statues all over the country.
Yeah. I mean, not over the last. No one in 2006 was like, we're opening up a new high school, Robert E. Lee High School.
No, but
we're pretty excited about Stonewall Jackson.
There were a few still around.
Oh, I went to a school. I went to a Robert E. Lee.
Did you?
But that was not in the 2000s. No. I didn't. That was named. I don't know how far back it went, but you know.
No. But they're saying they were traitors. They were glorified.
Well, everyone's predicting
that's true down here.
Everyone's predicting another civil war for the country. We'll have another civil war. I don't know what it's going to look like, but there will be another civil war.
How are you going to know?
Whoever loses,
you gotta wear blue and red.
Whoever loses is the traitors, and the winners are the what are they?
I don't know which one. Which side are you on? You got blue and red on today.
That's because I'm trying to unite all the gangs.
You what?
Crips, Bloods. All the different sets of Crips and Bloods, Republicans, Democrats. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be a uniter.
So when you talk to Bloods, you don't say anything with being with seeing it, right? So you say brazy, right? You don't say crazy,
right?
Yeah, you make sure to use the right vernacular.
Yeah.
So if you
same thing with Democrats,
well, you got TPC on your.
I don't use the
hat.
R word with Democrats. So instead of you saying like you want to go to Riel, you say you want to go to Liel.
No,
get
say,
some food.
Oh no, that's what.
What? What? What did I?
Oh.
What?
Oh, he's doing RL thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you want to go to
on this
okay,
one.
You want to go to I BL? Want. Here, hold on.
I don't.
All right. Stricken from the record. BL?
Strike that from the record.
Okay. I did go to Riel the other day on Friday.
Gosh.
I ate by myself in there.
You did?
Was I it just, fun?
Yeah, for me, because I got to put headphones, I got to put earbuds in. And watch a TV show and eat. Yeah, that was my favorite way.
Exactly.
What do you mean you got to eat by yourself? There was no one else there in the whole
restaurant?
Well,
there was three other tables at that particular time when I went in on Friday. LaShane was in Nashville. He's consulting with a hotel there. And I'm just sitting there. My food's coming here. It's like no one to bother me. It's fantastic. I talked to Derek, the bartender. We were talking about a lot of different stuff. But
you ate at a bar?
I'm kind of like, I would imagine it's
there's
the
no
way
TV
Del,
there, though.
No, I ate at, well, I ate at the buffet table, but there was nobody else on there. It was like,
it was fun, right?
Yes. I always like it. Like that's the way I know.
Don't. You two are
who wants to
antisocial.
Eat with, who wants to eat
yeah,
with
want, why wouldn't you want snacks and Marty there?
What?
And,
what?
That's not even, I don't even, take
that's not even a serious
I don't even
question.
Take that seriously. I don't even take that
stricken
seriously.
From the record.
Yeah. Your Honor. Can we sidebar?
Sidebar.
Clearly not even taking this seriously.
Clearly opposing counsel is not taking the.
Why wouldn't you want your kids there so they can?
Oh, what an amazing time!
Yeah, I don't want this.
What an amazing! You know, snacks ratted me out. I put a video out there. So I'm taking him to go to get to Starbucks. So when we came back, we had a room with two beds. So two of the kids had to sleep on the floor. I said, whichever two kids sleep on the floor in this hotel, they'll get a treat over at Starbucks, which is stupid because it's too expensive to get a treat there anyway. But so Maddie and Snacks like, it's us. And so Snacks was coming with me to the Starbucks yesterday to get my caffeine addiction taken care of. He has the dog in his lap with a seatbelt around both of them. And I saw it. And so as I'm driving, I'm at a stoplight. I turn the phone on the video. I look. So I'm driving, and I just got the phone pointed to where he is, and I'm recording. I said, "You sure?" So what are you doing? You and the dog are, both have seatbelts. He goes, "Yes." I said, "Do you think that's safe?" "Yeah." I said, "Are you sure?" He goes, "Yeah, safer than driving with one hand." And I'm like, "Look at this.
Damn.
Now I know where Monty gets it from."
Woo.
Well, your kids are all,
she's way worse.
Your kids are all Puritans. Good Lord.
I told you Monty wants to sue Saturday Night Live for some of their skits. Did I ever tell you that? No. I told AJ that. Yeah, she's Saturday Night Live's getting sued by her.
913.
Some of their skits.
ESPN 97.5. What about Craig DeServe? He was here last week.
Yeah, I talked to Craig. Had a good time talking with Craig. One of the things that so they have some new cars coming in. They got some new cars on the GMC side coming in. So if you are interested in some of the brand new vehicles that are going to be coming in, make sure you go to the website lancezcars.com to start the car buying experience. Hey, they've been delivering cars for like years now. They're in Angleton, but this isn't something new. You know, coronavirus has other companies making changes. That's just their customer service brand. They say, look, we understand that there's some people in Houston who might not have a chance to get out here because they're busy and it's a 40-some-odd minute drive out there. So what they offer to do is bring the car to you. So if you want to handle your car buying experience online, do that. He said a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll go to the dealership, check it out for themselves, and then go back and handle a lot of the process online then. It's kind of reversed the process. All I know is that you can get some fantastic offers like the employee pricing discount, $5,000 towards vehicles with employee pricing. And employee pricing is a real thing, and it really does include you. They do this a couple times a year. For more information, go to the website at lancezcars.com. That's a simple way to get there. It's Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. They are located in Angleton, and they are ready to take care of you. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you guys want to get in here, you are more than welcome to do that.
Hey, I want to ask you, somebody brought up Champions League. First, I want to say good luck to the Houston Dynamo. They play L.A. Football Club. They play the Galaxy today in the tournament. Galaxy are, I can just tell you, wise guy soccer players are heavy on LA.
Not the Galaxy. LAFC.
LA. Yeah, I saw LAFC. They don't call themselves Galaxy.
There are two different clubs in LA.
Oh, there are.
Yeah. The Galaxy obviously been around forever. Yeah. LAFC's been around for a couple years. They play the new franchise.
So LAFC is a new franchise.
About what?
Where'd they come from? They must have come from somewhere.
Just expansion.
Else.
Maybe 2 or 3 years old now.
They really had expansion?
Yeah, they got their own stadium in LA. It's more, I think, because the Galaxy play kind of like in Carson almost, where the Chargers used to play. And the LAFC have a soccer-specific stadium themselves in a different part of town.
So LAFC, yeah, I saw they were playing LAFC. I thought it was just the Galaxy. But they are an underdog, and wise guys are playing heavy on LAFC, so we'll see.
Now, LAFC doesn't have the MVP of the league, Carlos Vela, Mexican international, I believe.
Also known as kind of looks like Raheel.
Sort of,
kind of
Raheel, because he has a pregnant wife, so he's decided to opt out of the tournament. So that is one big-time player not on the roster, but yeah, still the underdogs in that one. But they play tonight as the MLS's back tournament continues. There's a game going on right now, in fact.
So, if you ever had a chance to play something, John, knowing what you know now, now that you're a sage, wise person.
I have a beard.
If you, yeah, it makes you more wise. I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
If you had your chance to play in a game that was a tournament towards a championship or go to the birth of a child, which one are you playing? Which one are you doing? Okay, I can't make it soccer. I got to do something that would more resonate more with you. If you are playing in the second round, you played in the first round against a wild card team. You're in the second round of the NFL playoffs. Are you going to the birth of your child or are you
playoffs? B.
Knowing what you know about the way that will come up forever for the rest of your life,
it's relatively,
in any arguments.
It's relatively new that men are at the childbirth. Relatively speaking.
Relatively new, but it is what it is now.
It is what it is. But no. You're going to be with that kid. Well, except at dinners, you know, when you eat alone at Riel.
God forbid.
For you're going to be with that kid for however long he's mooching off you, okay?
Yeah.
So he or she is mooching off you. And you, a lot of times she will mooch longer. But you're going to be there forever. It's fine. Hey, this is a big game, and this is the livelihood, and this is why, you know, we're able to feed these children well, okay? Your kids can eat well because you're in the second round of the NFL playoffs.
Yeah, that all sounds great.
I'm going to
that
playoff game.
That all sounds, okay. What about the last week of the season when you have already clinched?
If you've already clinched, a division. Then that's fine. If you've already clinched,
what if it is what if it's the difference between a wild card spot or a division championship?
Then you got a problem. Then we got a problem.
So I finally found you got to decide.
Yeah, no.
Because you know,
bringing it up lasts
a lifetime.
First child?
What's that?
First child?
Second child.
I already did this.
And first child.
I've been there. I've seen it already.
And what if you know?
Do you know if you want to know the truth?
First child.
The second child that Wendy and I had together, I was extremely hungover. I had the nurses bring it. I was laying on the couch next to Wendy while she's, and I'm like, hey, you guys got any aspirin?
And to be
and
be
she
honest,
was like,
the
I don't
nurses
know.
Nurses are
like,
taking care
they were.
Of John.
Ask Wendy. Ask Wendy.
Well, of course,
it's a
they
true
were.
Story. I was laying on the couch. I said,
she's getting an epidural. And
you know what those
he's getting an IV.
Does it matter if it's firstborn son or firstborn girl? Does that play a part?
No.
No?
No. That doesn't matter. You love your little girl.
That's more for a heel
joke.
Well,
this is what I'm getting at. You know that this is going to come up forever. In any argument at any point, not being there for the birth of a child could come up.
I was barely there anyway.
Well, not
like
you.
Like I said, I was hungover. I was laying on the couch. I was like,
Lance
oh, you make all that noise all the time.
Well, Wendy's used to your moves.
Yeah, he's talking about someone who doesn't have this type of
he's asking me,
pedigree.
Though.
Yeah,
he's asking
I shouldn't
me.
Ask you, and I can't ask Dell.
No, Dell doesn't I have
first child. Game, I'd be out of the country.
He's trying to find his dad.
Yeah, I'm out of here. By my brother.
I just know this. For me, I would say, I think it's fair to say that my wife falls in line with many wives and girlfriends who take something that happens and they hold on to it to weaponize it in a future.
But did you miss the birth of a child?
No.
Oh, well then.
No, I didn't.
You don't have that.
But other things can be used.
Well, what does she
and,
have over
and
your
other
head?
Things that aren't even as big a deal can be brought up. Yeah, I'm not saying, I'm kind of doing it in a general sense. I can't really think, like, she does bring stuff back up. But I know that had I
you weren't
missed,
one of those NFL Network guys that got fired because of the hairstylist or whatever, the makeup girl?
No, I did not.
You're good.
But had I missed the birth of one of our child at any point, any of them, and I said, listen, now, okay, I did this, and this happened. And I'm not going to say I'm proud of it, but in a way I am proud of this. At one point, she had a little bit of a stomach virus, and she had been throwing up. And it started in the evening at about 5 o'clock. I'm like, man, I feel really bad for her. But I got to stay away. I don't want to get it. But, you know, I'm like, are you okay? Do you need a wet, like, washcloth? And, you know, I try to pull her hair out of the way, like a good husband does. And I'm just doing good husband stuff. You know, flushing the toilet. That's something that's underrated. There's no reason for you to sit there throwing up in a toilet full of throw up. Let me clean this up for you a little bit so you have something new to throw up
into. And when it's going around.
Yeah. Because I'm considerate.
So a lot of the flushing, throw up splashes in your face.
Being that's good. Considerate, flushing. Yeah, yeah. You've been there before.
Oh, yeah.
And so, unfortunately, or I don't know if it's unfortunately, it's just this is what happens at, you know, she'd throw up and then she'd just kind of be okay. And she'd throw up. And once we got to the point of dry heave where there's nothing else that can come out.
No, you can't.
At this point,
then what are you going to do?
It's just a waiting game, right? There's nothing I can do.
So I know what you did. You probably went to get a sandwich or something.
That's possibly.
And I would have gone to get a beer.
It's more contentious than that.
What?
So as
did
she's
you
laying,
leave?
Now she lays. Well, let me.
All right.
Don't foreshadow. Well, as she lays down on the bathroom floor, which she likes to do because it cools her down. You know, the tile kind of cools her down. And I've got a wet washcloth. And she's just waiting for the next wave of, you know, dry heave or whatever is going to happen. But it's all gone. There's nothing I can do at this point. The throwing up has finished. It needs to run its course. It's a bug. It's a virus. It's got to run its course. There's nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on that same day and this happens only one time a year, is our fantasy football auction. And this only happens one time a year. And this isn't a draft. You can't auto draft. I can't set up my names and I can't do it from home.
Uh-oh.
You know, I can't like, hold on, guys, put me on speaker. I want to bid on Arian Foster. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. So I had to make a decision for the family that I was going to leave after she had been sick and throwing up and everything had run its course. And now we're just in the period of waiting it out. I left and went to, at that point, El Real, and was part of the fantasy football auction. It happens one time a year. I can't be asked.
There's nothing you can do about
this. This is team build. This is the building of a team.
Right.
Now, look, I can tell you that had I not won the league that year, and I did, which was essential, I still catch some crap off that one, but this is to my wife's credit, not as much as if I hadn't gotten into money. If I hadn't gotten into money, this would come up for all of eternity. I made sure she knew I won. And I was going to take that money to do something with her. We used it on a trip to New York. And that way, to me, I bought off her silence.
Yeah.
I said, you can't. Ho.
Ho. Oh, you're going to call her a ho.
I said, whoa.
Oh.
Ho. You can't. No, you can't bring that up.
She should have been grateful you were flushing the toilet.
Yeah. Thank you, Dale.
She should have been.
That showed what kind of good husband I was. She
should have been grateful you were. You even showed. Okay.
You flush the toilet multiple times.
Multiple times.
So what's the problem again?
It really shouldn't have been a problem.
If you had finished in last place, you had done your duty.
I mean, I think that way. I just don't think she would have thought that way.
You allowed her to lay on the cool tile.
She'll always say, are you winning the family money in the middle of the season? And I always start off great and then fade. All my fantasy teams fade at the end, and I'm hanging on for a playoff spot.
And I would say, next time I'm not flushing the toilet.
I know.
When you're throwing up, was she really sick from a virus or was she drinking too much?
No, this was actual virus. You know, she's not even drinking until her birthday. She's been off. She's not drinking anything until her birthday. It's weird. I feel like I'm Wendy.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, is this how Wendy feels during Lent with you?
Yeah. How's she doing?
Fine. My mother-in-law's popping LaMarca bottles, making like she is knocking down three mimosas, and my wife's sitting there, nothing.
Do you casually slip in at any point? So, Mima.
Nothing. She didn't have anything.
So, wow. Mima, you got a date of departure here?
It's Mimi.
But whatever.
It's not Mima.
But whatever. Same difference.
Big difference. Mima's like a Czech. Like a Czech grandma. Abuela, name, I think.
Whatever I have to call her. Do you ever go, hey, we got an itinerary for time to get out of here?
Oh, we've got a departure date here.
Look at this.
Look what time flights are leaving.
Hey.
Meemaw.
Meemaw. That's not Meemaw.
Could be. Maybe you need a lawyer to get out of your house.
Mm.
That's it. And if you do, the MMA law firm, baby.
Can they sue the judges on the Max Holloway fight for me since I had the wrong, since I had the right side but didn't win? Because they're MMA law. Do they specifically go after MMA judges?
No, no. That's not what it's about. The MMA is not. That is their name. They're McClenny, Mosley, and Associates. The MMA law firm. And it's mostly about insurance companies. Insurance companies suck. Here's the deal. Insurance companies want you to pay them, and then they never want to pay you back or give you, you know, they're supposed to, when you file a claim, when you are wronged by a flood or wind damage or whatever, roof damage, whatever it is, hail, I don't know what it is. And if it's your business or your home, doesn't matter. They don't want to pay. And you know what? If it's wrongful and they should be paying, you get up to three times your claim. But you probably ain't doing this on your own. Not unless you got a law firm that specializes in this. And all, by the way, they front all expenses. If they win, their payment will come from the recovery, not out of your pocket. No settlement, no fees. Head to largelossattorneys.com. Dram Shop Pharmaceutical Medical Devices, Serious Injury, 18-wheeler, free, no obligation consultation, the MMA law firm. We're entering the rainy season with floods and hurricanes. Think of them, the MMA law firm, largelossattorneys.com. That's largelossattorneys.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 713-780-3776. The number, if you want to get in here, 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here. Who is it? Is it Art that keeps bringing her up? Oh, Dan?
Dan just said, do you think there's any chance that Tyler Hero should opt out so he can spend more time with Katia Elise? Hashtag hero, hashtag blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Heat rookie Tyler Hero shot his shot on Twitter to an Instagram model, and it worked out for him.
Yeah.
They have been together, and whatever that might mean, ever since. This was back in, like, maybe late last year, maybe early this year, so... Shoot your shot, as long as you're an NBA player.
It's hard to lead that, I think, probably. Probably tough to get away from.
Yeah, someone, some Instagram model tweeted out that I already got a request to fly down there, so the NBA bubble's not lasting at all. She tweeted that out. And then who was it? Which player was? Oh, it was Mo Bamba said, he quote tweeted it and said, Donovan Mitchell already wilding out. Like, Donovan Mitchell's like, hey. Now he uses Twitter handle, but you know who it is. He goes, hey, what are you doing? Why are you throwing me in there? Of all people, Mo Bamba took a shot at Donovan Mitchell. I guess they're friends.
Oh, well, not anymore. Snitch.
Well, he's
snitching.
I don't know if that's him just being funny, but he attributed that call down, that fly down to a Donovan Mitchell.
Maybe he was joking. And then again, maybe he wasn't.
Who knows?
No one knows. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. You are more than welcome to do that.
Yeah, I have some things we're going to have to talk about during the break now that I'm...
Oh, now we're going to have to?
Yeah.
So there's a story here about the... easiest and toughest schedules in fantasy football. Wide receivers who have the easiest and the toughest schedules. So the cornerback rankings in the NFL. The Chargers have the best. Casey Hayward, Chris Harris Jr., Desmond King, Michael Davis, and Brandon Fastison.
Mm-hmm.
And New England has second. My favorite, Stephon Gilmore. I'm a big fan. And all of those, J.C. Jackson, Jonathan Jones, Jason McCourty. Baltimore third, Miami fourth. Where do the Texans fit on this list of weakest wide receivers? I mean, weakest corners. Oh, the Texans aren't even on the list. What? Wait a minute. The Texans have the worst. Oh, no. Houston. Bradley Roby. They're 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth from the last. Bradley Roby, Gary Conley, Vernon Hargraves, Lonnie Johnson, John Reed. That's considered to be 28th best in the league. So if your schedule includes the Chargers, New England, Baltimore, Miami, New Orleans, Detroit, you got a tough go of it. So here are the wide receiver downgrades. The Jets, Breshad Perriman and Denzel Mims. They're set to face the league's toughest cornerback slate. And it's just like you said earlier. Mims wasn't getting away from Big
Jeff
12.
Gladney, yeah.
Yeah. From Big 12 corners, let alone NFL corners.
Right. Good luck.
The Bills, Stephon Diggs, John Brown, and Cole Beasley. In a similar boat to New York, Buffalo is projected to have the second hardest overall cornerback schedule.
I'm telling you right now, man. I think Buffalo is, if Josh Allen can play slightly above average, they got a chance to rep. I think.
But are these guys going to be able to separate?
Oh, Smoke Brown, Stephon Diggs. Oh yeah, Stephon Diggs is smart. Smoke Brown is just fast. He'll be able to get open. And who was the third?
Cole Beasley.
Yeah, Beasley's a little route runner. They don't really have a true big on the outside. Yeah,
racist.
He's a coach on the field type. He's shifty.
Great hands.
Yeah.
Runs great routes.
He's gritty. Yeah. All those things for Cole Beasley.
The Jaguars projected the third toughest overall cornerback schedule, even though they played the Texans twice. Then they talk about individual guys that are going to struggle because they play Seahawks, DK Metcalf, Deebo Samuel, N'Keal Harry, Tyler Boyd, Randall Cobb. Houston is set to face the hardest slate of slot cornerbacks. That's a big concern for career slot wide receiver Cobb, who is expected to work inside with Will Fuller and Brandon Cooks on the perimeter. Cobb's schedule includes projected matchups with Moore, Humphrey, Hilton, Matthew, Jonathan Jones, and Justin Coleman. Do you predict that Randall Cobb will struggle in this world, in his Texans world?
No, I don't think struggle. I think he'll be a very average wide receiver. I think he'll be a very average wide receiver.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to be a plus. I don't think he's going to be a minus. I think he'll do his job. I think he'll be kind of a little bit more of a Kenny Stills where he'll get more targets, more catches. I think it won't be unusual to see an occasional 4 for 38, and then he'll have a 6 for 72, 6 for 84 from time to time. But I don't think we'll see anything special.
I don't think it's a bad, when Stills is your fourth receiver, I don't think it's a bad group.
Right.
That's a pretty good group.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I mean, you got to worry about guys staying healthy.
No one's spectacular, but there's a lot. They're solid with Cooks, Cobbs, and Fuller.
So the question is going to be, is he the Aaron Rodgers? Lamont brought up a good point. He's had two first rounders. He's worked with Will Fuller, but Will Fuller hadn't been on the field at all times. So, but he has had a true number one.
And a half.
Yeah, he's had a true number one working with him the whole time.
And guess what? That number one thrived.
He throws a lot to that number one wide receiver. But we're going to find out if Deshaun can pull the Aaron Rodgers, which is take guys around him who are kind of, I think, average. I mean, Brandon Cooks, you don't get to your fourth team in 5 years if everything's going great for you.
No.
It's just you don't. And so you have Brandon Cooks, you have Randall Cobb, who's towards the back end of his career. This will be a great opportunity for Deshaun Watson to prove that he can elevate the talent around him, that he made DeAndre Hopkins better, that he helped make him better. This is a great chance for him to prove that he belongs in that Aaron Rodgers category, which is that top category financially and just from a discussion standpoint, because now is the time that he does not have a top-tier talent. But if fans start complaining, oh, he needs more help, then that is the instant qualifier that you are not a special quarterback.
He's got plenty of help right
now.
He's got enough right now. When you looked at the group that Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl with, you ain't that. As a matter of fact, that was the That was the knock, right? He don't have any receivers. Well, they were pretty good. They were good, and only he made them better.
I thought they were just okay. They're just okay. Russell Wilson is a great example of a guy who makes it work.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a good system. He understands it. He's smart. He takes care of the ball, and he makes explosive plays.
You could argue
plays.
That Deshaun is much in the same category as Russell Wilson, because Russell Wilson benefited and won a Super Bowl thanks to the best defense in the NFL, in large part the best defense in the NFL. And since then, you know what? They've been a pretty good team.
Do you know Russell Wilson?
But you know what? The Texans have been a pretty good team.
When they won that Super Bowl, Russell Wilson had more explosive plays than, I think it was Tom Brady.
Well, that's great. But he also had the Legion of Boom.
Yeah, but he also was a good player.
He was a
good player. He wasn't Ben Roethlisberger.
No, and Deshaun's been a good player, too.
With the Pittsburgh Steelers his rookie year.
Look at the year. You know what? You could make the argument that the Seahawks and the Texans are pretty damn similar. Yeah, they're really dependent on that quarterback.
Well, not Texans defense.
No, right now. The Texans defense, yeah, Deshaun is winning pretty much without a defense.
Yeah.
He won a division.
But you were talking
he's
about
been winning.
Russell Wilson.
Well, I'm talking about Russell Wilson since the Legion of Boom.
Yeah, he's been doing it himself.
Yes.
A lot. Well, the defense is actually, that's not entirely true, because you got KJ Wright, you got Bobby Wagner. I mean, you had some good players on defense.
You got JJ Watt. Yeah, you've had Jadeveon Clowney.
J.J. Watt's only played in one of the last 4 years, basically.
No, two. He's played two full seasons out of four. He's played half the games.
He's played half the games, but it wasn't two full seasons.
Well, it's two full seasons out of four.
If you aggregate him, but in those 3 years, he wasn't playing none of the full seasons.
No. But again, upgrades. Here's the guys that will thrive against the competition. The Lions. Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones Jr., and Danny Amendola.
Actually, offensively, they do fine.
And they face the easiest set of corners in all of football. Devontae Adams, some think he should be the first wideout off the board. Michael Thomas is going to get a large boost. New Orleans is set to face the fourth easiest cornerback slate. DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, and Robbie Anderson. And new coach Matt Rhule wants to feature the wide receiver, and that may be easier than is expected in his first season. They're set to face the second easiest cornerback slate, both overall and during the fantasy playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson, all are upgrades this year. So, that little fantasy, if we even get to a game, are we even going to play a game?
I feel so dirty even talking about... Who's your rookie of the year? My question is, how do they handle rookie contracts if a season doesn't go this year?
Well, you're going
to... How much do they get paid? Is it an accrued year? Do the teams... Are you just hitting a complete reset next year? Like, how do you handle all contracts? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do this.
All right. 713-780-3776.
Could the NFL move their season to the spring?
No.
Why?
Because no.
Why?
Well, possibly.
I mean, seriously, why? Yeah. The problem is, it's a physical sport more so than basketball. It's a very physical sport. And then you've got to start, even if you would limit, you would basically have to start 2021. You'd have to start it in October. And the preseason would be September. And then your rookie minicamp would be August in 2021. If you were to move to the spring. We keep talking about college moving. Why not move the NFL to the spring?
I don't know. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 is the number. How about some testosterone?
Men's T Clinic is important to you because if you are, and maybe you're somebody who you've heard me talk about this for the last 2 or 3 years, and it hasn't really resonated, and then all of a sudden, over the last 6 months, you say, man, I'm kind of eating the same. I feel like, I don't think it's the quarantine. I just notice I'm getting more belly fat. My workout regimen is very similar. My diet's very similar. And maybe your libido is not what it once was. Maybe your energy level, just you can't seem to get out of neutral. These are all factors that can be traced back to testosterone issues. Now, you don't have to have all of them to have low testosterone, but low testosterone can have a big impact on your overall well-being and your overall fitness level and energy level and really, frankly, your level of well-being. And because of that, insurance companies typically will cover percentages or sometimes all of your testosterone treatments. And Men's T Clinic will work with your insurance company directly so that you don't have to. MensTClinic.com. MensTClinic.com. Make sure and jump in right now and go get tested and find out where your number is and let them tailor a treatment specific for you so that you can get back to being the real you. MensTClinic.com. 5 locations in the Houston area.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.948 ESPN 97.5. Let's get Myron in here. Let's talk about college football. What do you say, Myron?
What's going on, fellas? How we all?
Good, man. Thanks for calling. What's up?
So I see that we're discussing about how to shorten the season. Why don't we just move everything to the spring for college football, play 10 games, 2 non-conference games, and then we have an NCAA football tournament. 11 champions, 5 at-larges. Let's go.
You know, if football weren't such a hard contact sport, man, the idea of tournaments is... If you say, look, we're going to make you part of a tournament, we're going to bring in all this money for TV revenue, it would take a complete restructuring of everything.
I'm telling you right now, there is such a disparity between the Group of Five and the Power Five right now. The Power Five wants nothing to do. Maybe the American has a chance. And the American actually has a chance. We could go... Most of the teams, you know, Tulane questionable, East Carolina questionable, you know, there are teams that are questionable Division I programs, but the end of result of all of this is really probably going to be that the Power Five is breaking off. Because here's the deal: is you say, well, let's have 11 champions. There ain't no way, unless there's a vaccine, that Power Five schools are playing Group of Five schools, because Group of Five schools just can't afford the testing. You don't know; you're not going to know who you're up against lining up across the line of scrimmage, that they're going to be sick, and it's just I really don't see any Power Five against Group of Five games unless it's the American. The American has enough money. Those programs have enough money that they're going to do it right, that they're going to be spending the money on testing, and they already are spending the money on testing. And a lot of Group of Fives, a lot of American schools are doing better than Power Five schools. Clemson, good Lord, what are you doing? Y'all making out with each other? Y'all spitting in each other's mouth?
Trying out that herd immunity thing.
I guess.
It works.
I guess. Well, yeah, we'll see.
But even then, they're not going to play. Even if I don't even think it has to do with testing so much as – your season can only be this long.
Yeah, no,
it can only be this long. Well, and that's going to be conference.
If everybody plays ball and plays ball together, you know that you know you're going to wait on the Big Ten to be able to play. You're going to wait on the northern schools being able to play. So your season doesn't start until probably late February or March. That's when your season is going to probably start. And if that's the case, then yeah, you can only play conference games, 8-9 games. That's it. That's your season. And if you can get an 8 or 9 game season in the spring, you're fine.
Yeah, and as far as what's going on now, I mean, the SEC is meeting today. They're not going to have a final decision. The ACC came out and said that they won't have anything until late July. I mean, they are delaying this as far as they can to see if they can get a fall season in. And I think the break off from non-conference games is about testing. Like, the whole thought that if we can play in the fall, it'll be everything will be in line, aligned. Testing will be aligned. We can share information in between the conference, and we don't have to worry about trying to force an out-of-conference team to adhere to our testing. Because if they – like the ACC thought is they might add – if they get a fall season, which seems doubtful, they want to add Notre Dame. So I don't think the ACC is content with playing just the 8 games. I think they're trying to get 10 in. But the whole fall thing seems so unlikely. But all these teams are trying to get their fall season in. And I think the non-conference being removed is about testing because they're –
It is about testing.
The first thing is try to get a fall season in, and when they find out that's not doable, and then it opens it up for the spring.
It is about testing. They don't want to. They don't want. Listen, you know they're all altruistic. That's great, but we ain't putting our players at risk when Miami of Ohio ain't testing. You know, and all of these smaller Rice. I don't see Rice playing. If you want to know the truth, for
multiple
the
reasons.
Not until the earliest October. And they play U of H first. I just don't see. Even if it's across town, Rice ain't putting out that money for testing when they can't afford their programs right now.
Yeah, like Miami plays Temple, and that's a game that could get off because Temple will probably have the money to do it. But they also play like Wagner and UAB, and I think it's already been said that those two schools aren't going to be looking to be sharing testing numbers.
So
Miami's
know.
Like, we're not going to play you guys if we don't even know what's going on.
No, hells no, no. So that's the reason for it all. It's going to kill. It's going to be a killer. Well, after this is done, if they don't play a season, it is going to be a killer for small schools. Big schools are going to be Texas A&M, LSU.
Come back. I mean, the startup, some will, but where does the money come to start the program back?
Well, the football program would be fine because it'll be able to make money right away. But the other ones, it's the Olympic sports that are done.
Yeah, I don't know if it was here or maybe I saw it on Twitter that all this talk of the Power Five pretty much breaking off because they're not going to be playing out of conference. And then some of these non-Power Five schools are going, what about our guarantees? Are we just taking these to court to get our money?
Yep.
Yeah.
So you know what? They'll probably just get paid off.
Possibly.
Well, and that's the dumb thing with college football is they're set until 2030. There's a lot of programs that are set already with their schedules until 2030. They're going to have to play. There's going to be a lot of payoff.
I imagine Miami played UAB a nice total to come down to play in Miami. So I'm sure UAB is going to be like, hey, break us off.
Come on.
Even if we're not playing.
954 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. I got a job that's going to be coming up soon, putting in a new bar. And you know who's gonna have to do it? Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble.
You're going to put in a bar someplace?
I'm going to put in a bar.
That's surprising.
Yeah. Where?
Yeah. Maybe at a house. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
What is this secret? This sounds like something from Odd Jobs Incorporated.
You don't know. Don't know what's going to happen. You never know. You never know.
Huh. Yeah.
I don't know what any of this means.
You in real estate now?
Yeah, I'm doing. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'm John Granato with Flip This House. We're going to take a house in the middle of pandemic. We're going to wait till the prices go so low on this commercial real estate and then flip it.
Well, you never know. But here's the deal: is you know who I'm gonna call to put in that bar, That's right. That's all those countertops. You know who I'm gonna call? Jeff Aronoff, the vanities and the tubs and everything else. Jeff Aronoff, if it's hard, rock hard, Jeff Aronoff is the guy for you. All you got to do is give him a call 713-880-2822, and he'll design it for you. He designed our outdoor kitchen. He will design yours as well, or whatever it is. If you've got some construction going on, new kitchen you're putting in, new bathroom, whatever it is, Jeff Aronoff can do that for you. If you let him design it too. So you don't need an architect. And you're probably not very good at this. You're probably not, well, let me pick. Nah, don't. Listen, you don't do it. All you got to do is give him a call, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
We are here for you. La, 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 la.